left off discussing Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maestros, Hafrashas, Chala, and the role of Meruach and Rias, Pnei Habayis. So he pointed out the Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim, Perichas, Halacha Beis, that the Rambam writes regarding Hafrashas, Chala, that there are two different windows of Hafrasha. A person can be Mafrish at the time of Nesina Samayim, and a person can be Mafrish La'ach Arlisha. And the Rambam is Masig, that although clearly that's true, it's surprising that the Rambam does not indicate a preference, because clearly, even though a person can be mafresh earlier, it is preferable to be mafresh later. Why exactly should that be the case? A preference of Afrasha, so we discussed at length that there seem to be two very, very different models of Afrasha. Once you have Lisha, once you have Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis, when it comes to Trumas and Maestros, it is the Shem Tevel. And the role of the Afrasha there is to uproot the Isser Tevel. If a person is mafrish earlier than that, you're not uprooting the Isser Tevel. The Isser Tevel as of yet was not chal, but rather you are preempting. As a result of the hafrasha, you're going to see to it that this tefuah never becomes tevel, that there is never a chiyuv of hafrasha schala. So the Ravid writes, even though no doubt that it's true that a person can be mafrish earlier, but the classic model of hafrasha is to have the status of tevel, and then Aya de Hafrasha, now you're Mafkia the Isser of Tevel, and now you have Chulin Misukanim. Why is it that the Rambam did not demonstrate that preference? So we had a couple of possibilities. One was that very, very fundamental discussion, right? Not the Chazer, but what is the role of Hafrasha? What is the role of Nesina? One possibility in the Rambam Shita was is that the mitzvah is a mitzvah Nesina, and the Hafrasha is only a Hechsher mitzvah. The Hafrasha is the Hachana Sachevtsa. If that really is true, that there isn't really a mitzvah Safrasha, but rather there's a mitzvah Nesina, Elamai, well, obviously, you have to be Mafresh, the Truma, the Meiser, the Trumas Meiser, the Chala, in order to fulfill the mitzvah Nesina. But the mitzvah is not the Hafrasha. And that's why the Rambam does not have a minyan mitzvah against the Ramban and against Rav Sadia Gaon, a separate mitzvah Safrasha. Maybe one could understand that it makes little difference then whether, you know, you're mafrish the challah before Lisha, lachar Lisha. The focus is the Nesina Lakohen. And unlike, for example, the Ramban that writes, no, these are two independent mitzvahs, mitzvah safrasha, mitzvah Nesina. And therefore, as a mitzvah, I understand, like mitzvahs in general, what is the most ideal timing of that particular mitzvah that we discussed at length with many makoros. And the second possibility was the following. When you look at the Rambam elsewhere, the Rambam seems to have a striking chiddush, and that's the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, Meseches Trumos, and Periches Mishnah Gimel. Here we know that, you know, a person is in the field. And he is allowed to partake of the Torah. Not Achilas Keva. Achilas Keva is forbidden, but not Midaraisa. Achilas Kev is forbidden midrabana, but Achilas Arai is indeed mutter. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? Why should Achilas Arai be mutter at the Basadeh? So Poshub Shad, very, very simply, because as of yet, it is not Teva. It is not Teva. In order to have Teva, the requirements, you need Meruach, or you need Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis, and up until that point, it's not Teva. That would mean that midaraisa, it's mutter b'achila entirely. And the chachamim hedge, they said, you know what? No, it's only mutter b'achila sarai, but it's also b'achila skev. And if you'll ask me, where did the chacham get that model from? Not so simple. Where do you find machalas asuros, daraisa drabanan, that, you know what? Don't eat a lot, but it's okay to eat a little. Not so clear where this comes from, that kain daraisa, I understand that, you know what? Maybe we could say it's mutter. Maybe we could say don't partake until you're mafresh, but that split is not at all a simple one. The great chiddush that Rambam, when the Rambam describes this, the Rambam writes the following, that you go ahead and you begin your harvest, but you know what? You don't have meruach, and you don't have rias pnei habayis, but you know what? It is mutter, ba'achila. Why exactly is that true? Why am I allowed to go in to partake? The Rambam writes the following, because, what do you mean? That mi'ikar hadin, Achila basade, achila kode meruach, that is called achilas arai. That is called achilas arai. Wow, that's very unusual. that the reason the peiros are ne'echalin basada is mipnei shuhu achilas arai. That's not really true. The reason that it's mutter is because it's not yet tevel. It's not yet tevel. It's not mutter mikar hadin because it's considered to be achilas arai. So if you look in the Mikdash David, in the Simen and Vavos Gimel, and this Rav Slavichik was Medayik in this Rambam as well, it's such a chiddush that you get a very, very different impression from the Rambam Shita. And you know what that impression is? That you need Meiruach and you need Rias Pnei Habayis. Why exactly is that true? That is all in order to consider it as Achilas Keva. To consider it as Achilas Keva. In other words, it's as though that, you know what? The status of Tevel is Chal Miyad, but Tevel Midaraisa is only Asura Ba'achilas Keva. What does Achilas Keva mean on the level of Daraisa? You know what it means? Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. When a person is going to sit and have an Achilas Keva, how would you describe an Achilas Keva? Well, number one is processing. No, Meruach. You don't eat the bare grain. You don't eat the grain in its husk. You have to process the ochel. And you know what? It's not enough just on the run, on the fly, to go ahead and to eat something. But it means you bring it into your house and you partake. Achilas keva of tefuah is la'achar miruach and reyas panei habayis. And the Rambam seems to describe that as being the din daraisa. It's his only daraisa, the chiyuv, the chalos of tevel is chal miyad. Elamai that midaraisa tevel is only asura b'achilas kev. That's a striking chiddush. Wow. When the Chachamim said that, you know what, even on the field we're going to limit. Now, don't eat in excess. Just go ahead and you're allowed to take a snack. Where did they get that from? You know, according to this beer, where did they get this from? That's mamish, the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin is the tevel is only asur b'achilas kev. The definition of achilas keva is not just the amount that you eat. No, the definition midaraisa is meruach and rias pnei habayis. But midrabanan, we're going to have another factor as well, and that is that, you know what, even without meruach and rias pnei habayis, if a person is going to engage in excessive eating achilas keva, that midrabanan will label as achilas keva, even though it lacks meruach and rias pnei habayis. And therefore, mamish, the din d'rabbanan is literally, kein daraisa. It's just one notch. Whereas achilas keva midaraisa zachem ruach and rias pani habayis, the Chachamim gave another model midrabbanan, and that is extended eating, even prior to miruach and rias pani habayis. That, no doubt, is a stunning possibility, the Rambam Shita, right? That turns everything on its head. No, we always listen like the ABCs, that the chalos tevel is only chal later. No, maybe tevel is chal even earlier. Elamai. Tevel is not categorically asur ba'achila, asur ba'ana. Tevel is only, right, asur ba'achilas keva. And therefore, miruach rias ba'ayis are considered to be necessary. If you assume this is true, one could argue as follows. This is clearly then against, you know, the Ravid, in the sense, the Ravid writes there are two different windows of Afrasha. And what are those two windows of Afrasha? Oh, one is before the Sir Tevel Eschal, and one is after the Sir Tevel Eschal. Wow, okay. And if indeed that's true, I'm going to tell you there's a hierarchy, there's a preference. It is best to be Mafrish after the Chalos Tevel has been established, as opposed to before. To preempt, okay, you're putting yourself in a situation where Tevel will never come to the floor, but the normal way of harvesting and being mafresh is tevel and then a hafrasha. So why is it that the Rambam doesn't write this when it comes, for example, to hafrasha schala? If this really is the beer in the Rambam or the Pirush HaMishnayos, you know what? There aren't two different models of hafrasha. Hafrasha always is mafkia, the chalos tevel, because the chalos tevel is even before miruach and riyabais. Oh, but it's mutter b'achila. No, tevel is mutter b'achila's keva. And Miruach and Riyabzayis is not a halach in the Chalos Tevel, but rather it's in the Dine Achila. That's a pretty striking chiddush. So I'll tell you something that's pretty incredible. But now, you see, according to the Ravid Shita, that you can be mafrish, I would say poshub shah, you can have a Chalos Afrasha true and nicer without an Isra of Tevel. Without an Isra of Tevel. It's not Tevel, but you're mafrish. You have Truma, you have Maiser. According to the Rambam, not really. That, you know what? You can't have hafrasha without an isser of tevel. Tevel is chal miyad. He can't be mafresh without a chalos te'avel. And according to the Ravid Shita, what do you mean? Whenever you lack miruach ha'pnias bayis, whenever you lack lisha, that's exactly what it is. It's a hafrasha without teva. So I'll tell you something stunning, the shitase, right? It's very unclear what exactly is chayiv in Trumas and Isis. What is chayiv in Trumas and Isis? No? The Torah mentions Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzhar. What exactly is chayiv midaraisa in Trumas and Isis? The Rambam writes the following Chiddush, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Maestros, Halachates. You know what the Rambam writes? The following, that Peros Ailon, are chayiv in Truma and Maestros midaraisa. Wow. Peros are chayiv midaraisa in Trumas and Maestros. Even if you don't learn Zerayim, but you learn Kedusha now, even in the slower yeshivas, they eventually get to Daf Gimel, but those yeshivas usually skip that long Tosas, no? But Esrog Shavu Ailon, no? Tosas goes through all the details. Tosas is bothered by the following. In Esrog is a pri. Is that really chayiv in Trumas and Maestros? Are Peros chayiv in Trumas and Maestros? Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Dagon is chayiv, I understand that. And Tirosh, V'Yitzar is chayiv. So grapes are chayiv, olives are chayiv, I understand, but Esrog, is that really chayiv? So you know what the Shita of Rashi and Tosas is? That Trumas Peros is only a Dinder Rabbanan. Trumas Peros is only a Dinder Rabbanan. And Tosas that goes to the Rama Kamos, it doesn't seem that way. But Trumas Peros is only a Dinder Rabbanan. Oh, in the Rambam Shita, that's not true. The vegetables, that's chayiv Midar Rabbanan. But Peros is chayiv Midar Aisa. The Rambam's Mefurish. Peros Ha'ilan are chayiv Midar Aisa. Trumas and Maestros. Hilchos Maestros, Aleph Halotes. Wow. There's a third Shita. Really unbelievable. The Ravid has a separate chibur. It's a separate volume. No, it's called Kosuv Sham. No? So take a look. In the Sefer Kosuv Sham, the very end of Maseches Chum. This is also quoted in the Kafta B'Ferech, in Perek Gimel, right? The Sheet of the Ravid. On the one hand, the Torah emphasizes Dagon Tirshi Yitzah. On the other hand, you know, the Sugiyas have, you know, Esrog Shavu Ailon, that Hafrasha Shumas Maisos of Pharaohs. So you know what the Ravid writes? It's amazing. There's no contradiction at all. Dagon Tirshi Yitzah, there's Nisr Tevel, and there's a Chiyuv Hafrasha. You ready for this? When it comes to Trumas Peros, there's no Isser Tevel. Tevel is only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. But you know what? But if you're Mafrish Trumas and Maestros from Peros, that's Truma and Maestro Midaraisa. That's not Truma Darabanan. That's Truma Daraisa, even though that there's no Tevel. So on the one hand, you have sugyas that speak about Mi'ikra Hadin Hafrashas Peros. On the other hand, Tevel is Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's pretty amazing, no? In other words, there's Hafrashas and Trumas and Maisas Midaraisa without an Isser Tevel. So I'll ask the Ravid, Mechateisi. The Ravid will say, Mechateisi. Can't you be Mafrish Basada? Whenever you're Mafrish before Miruach Maria's Perea Bayis, it's Truma and Maisa Daraisa without an Isser Tevel. You know, I'll say there's a big difference. Because when you're Mafrish before Miruach Rias Pani Abayis, the Min, yes, is Chayiv and Truma Samaisras, but you didn't yet have the Gemara Malacha. You didn't yet have Rias. It's a big jump to assume what's true about Kol de Miruach and Rias Pani Abayis is true when it comes to Peros. Peros is something that is excluded from an Isser Tevel. There's Hafrasha. But the rival will say, look, once you have a model of Hafrasha Schala, before Lisha, once you have a model of Truma in Maisa, before Meiruach Rias Pein Abayis, you see that Hafrasha is not bound with an Isra of Tevel. And therefore, I can argue a step further that there are Peros, that there's no Tevel. Tevel is only Drabana, but Hafrasha indeed is a din Darais. That's a pretty stunning Shita. One could disagree and argue that's not true. That's true technically with Gemara Malacha. But Cheftza, Amin, where there's no Tevel, there's no Hafresh Shumas Samaisros, or one could argue, ooh, the Rambam, the whole construct is not true. You don't have Hafresh without an Isser of Tevel. Ay, Miruach, Rias, Pani Abayis. No, that's part of the Dine Achila. That's not part of the Chaloshim Tevel. According to the Rambam can argue in extreme that you don't even have such a model. where you're mafresh without an iser teva. I may ruach and riyas panayis bayis. That's not because it's not yet considered to be that which is teva. You don't have like an optional hafrasha. Hafrasha is only to be mafkia, but iser teva. And here I'll just mention one last point. Now, when you look in the Mishnah Nedarim and Daf Yud Gimel, the Mishnah tells us the following, that you know what? Neder is something which is quite remarkable. Now, the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Beis now tells us, Shvu is an Isser Gavra, and a Neder is an Isser Chefza. No? When I make a Shvu, I say, I will, I won't. When it comes to a Neder, I'm saying, you know, Konam like Kikar Zekahektish, the Chefz is Nesa, the Chefz is Nesa. But the Ramban writes, you never find a neder bekum ve'asei. Neder is simply in a serchevtze, in a serchevtze. You know what? I am expanding in Isser and placing it on this object. You know, the Ran, the darned up ve'ezam and aleph. Maybe ikar neder is behatfasa. Ikar neder is behatfasa. You know, how do you go ahead and make a neder? No? You say, konam like kikar zeke hektish. Konam like kikar zeke hektish. It's an expansion of Nisr Hekdesh. Yesh me'ila b'konamos. So the Gemara tells us the following. That's sugya, Nedarim Daf Yud Gimel. If you want to go ahead and make a neder, ish ki yidor neder, ad shi yidor b'davar hanadu. Ad shi yidor b'davar hanadu. That you know what? Neder has to be an expansion of a davar hanadu, not a davar ha'osu. Not a double. Let's say, for example, I say that kikar zeh alai kehektish. That's an expansion of a davar hanadur. Let's say a person is makdish something and he says that zeh kezeh. Let's assume, for example, a person makes the following comment that this cheftz is aser, kinevelos, ketrefos, kishkotzim, ramasim. You know what? That this object to be aser like machalos asuros. Guess what? That's not a good hatfasa. Because ad shiyidor bedavar hanadur. Hatfasa has to be bedavar hanadur as opposed to what? As opposed to bedavar ha'asur. That's the Nedarim and Daf Yud Gimel. What's the difference in bedavar hanadur and bedavar ha'asur? Like, poshim shad, it means that I am forbidding this like I forbid that. No? I'm going to say, I forbid this like nevela. Nevela mushbubu mer hasinayu. There's a fancy ritva, you can take a look there, at the beginning of the second parak in Nedarim, where the ritva writes something which is like stunning, Yisurei Torah and Yisur Gavra, and it is Nisur Chefza. So if you want to do a hatfas, you have to be matvis off of Nisur Chefza, like hektish. You're matvis off of Nevela, Nevela is Nisur Hachila, Nevela is Nisur Gavra, because of that ritva, Yisurei Torah, Yisurei Gavra, not Yisurei Chefza. So how can you have atfasa of adshidra bedavar ha'asur? How can that possibly be? Fancy. No, poshub shat, I'm forbidding this like I forbid that. Okay, interesting. So you know what an example of a davar ha'asur is, where hatfasa does not work? That you know what? I say, for example, that this should be asur like truma. Like truma is asur. I say, this should be also like an avela. That's not a good hatfas. I say, this is also kechalas arnu trumaso. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. That's no good. That's called the davra asa. Why is that called like a davra asa? Why is that not called a davra nader? So you take a look in the Rambam, Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. You know what the Rambam writes? Because what do you mean that Chala in Truma is not something which is ba b'neder u'v'nedava. It's not something which is ba b'neder u'v'nedava. It's not something that you on your own create. It's not ba b'neder u'v'nedava. Let's say I'm makdish something. So you know what? I was the one who instilled that kedusha. When it comes to Truma and the like, that is not ba b'neder uv'nedava. Not ba b'neder. And the Rav is masik. No? The Rav writes, that's not the reason. It's not ba b'neder uv'nedava. Now the reason is because Truma and Chala don't have a kedusha comparable to kedushin, that I'm expanding such an iser. The Chala, the Truma is nichsei hakohen. And you don't have hatfasa off of nixei ago. Wow. The Rambam writes it's not ba beneda benedava, and the Rav writes that's not the reason. It's because that the kedusha is not sufficiently potent in order to generate a hatfasa. Wow, wow. Well, I'll tell you the following. When the Rambam writes, you know, it's not ba beneda benedava, whoa, in light of that Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, it's like stunning, no? It means that you don't have a case of a hafrasha, truma chala, without the prior isser tevel. Without the prior isser tevel. You have an isser of tevel that the Torah creates, and you know what? That you're mafresh, you sort out, so to speak, the truma and the chulin. But there's a prior isser of, it's not something which is ba, bin neder, bin adava. You know, of course the Ravid is masig. The Ravid writes that number one, you can be mafresh, obviously. Before Meruach and Rias Bani Abayis, where there is no Isser at all, and you're declaring this is Truma, now you created this is Truma from nothing. That there was no Chaloshim Tevel, no? And the Ravid and Kosov Sham, you can have Peros where there is no Isser Tevel whatsoever, and if you declare it as Truma, you created an Isser Truma. It's not Bab and Nedav and Adava. You created this Isser Tevel, no? You have a pre where there was no Isser Tevel, and you created a Chalosh Truma. The Rambam writes, that's not true whatsoever. In Peros, there is an Isser Tevel. And before Meruach and Rias Panei Abayis, there also is considered to be, right, an Isser Tevel. Right? It's a fascinating L'shitase of this Machlokes. But that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita when it comes to the cases of Meruach and Rias Panei Habayis, two very different fundamental approaches, whether it's a halacha in Dine Tevel or it's a halacha in Dine Achila. Now, our Gemara tells us the following. But in order to be chayiv, clearly, you need meruach, because the Torah describes dagon. That means processing, in fact, is necessary. And the Chiddush of our Gemara, Rabbi Yanai, that says you need Rias Panei Habayis. That's what Rosh is referring to. No? Rabbi Yanai says, Vav Metzia Dapeches, that Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, you need Rias Panei Habayis. Oh, and that's the Chiddush now, Rosh Hashanah, that you know what? Mar Manon Tvaso. You can bring the Tfuah into your home in a way that you didn't meet the requirements of Rias Panei Habayis. Ah, and as such, some achilas mutter. We'll have to see which. Sounds like the Gemara's mafurish. Kedei shetei behem tocheles. That sounds like achilas arai is mutter. But achilas kev indeed remains also. Okay? When you look at that sugi of Metzida Peches, you saw the Gemara has two deos. Rabbi Yanai requires Rias Panei Habayis. Ah, the Gemara has two deos. When does Rabbi Yanai require Rias Panei Habayis? When does he require his tambaks? The first day of the Gemara is always, no? You always require Rias Panei Habayis. Whether you're dealing with Tvua, whether you're dealing with Zaysim, whether you're dealing with Anavim, you always require Rias Panei Habayis. We are to have Kodesh Panei Habayis. Let's say that's Pashup Shah. Now, when Rabbi Yanai said you need Rias Panei Habayis, you always need Rias Panei Habayis. We are to have Kodesh Panei Habayis. Second day, it is very, very different. Rabbi Yanai only requires Rias Panei Habayis in Zaysim and Anavim. Only in Zaysim and Anavim. Let's do some Pashab Ashi and Toshis. Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. So Tirosh V'Yitzar, Zaysim and Avanim. You know what? That requires Rias Panei Habayis. But Chitin. Chitin, you don't require Rias Panei Habayis. You don't require Rias Panei Habayis. Wow. That's the second day in the Gemara. Now, let's say Pashuk Shat, Rabbi Yanai always required Rias Panei Habayis. Pasuk? No. The Pasuk is limited. When do you need Rias Panei Habayis in cases of Zaysim and Avim, and not in cases of Chitin and Sor? Why would that be? Now, I'll tell you simply why that would be. You know what? When it comes to chitin and saorin, what do you mean? There's processing. No, you don't eat it as is. You have to process. No? Oh, so I'll tell you the following. The processing is enough. The processing is enough. When you do the processing in the field, the meruach, ooh, in such a case, that is enough. You don't require yes b'nei habayis. When you're dealing with zeisim and anavim, that it's not dagon, gorin, processing, the olives, the grapes, are as is. Oh, so the kvius of zeisim and anavim is nothing other than the yes b'nei habayis. So when it comes to grains that you process, the processing, well, go ahead, let's say Poshav Shat and create this Rav Tevel. However, if you're talking about Zeisim V'anavim, then and only then you require Yes B'nei Habayis. Wow, that's the second day in the Gemara. Well, so the first day in the Gemara is that Rav Yana always requires Yes B'nei Habayis. No, the other is when you harvest as is, then what is Koveya? The Ones HaFrasha? The answer is, then the Riyas B'nei Habayis. Wow. Okay. Pretty fancy. No? Two different days in Gemara. Rashi Bavetzida Peches Lebes. Guess what? You saw the Rashi? No. Quotes Ar Gemara. Rashi writes, Psochim Daptes. Psochim Daptes. Here, woo. Rav Oshia says, Marmanot Tvoso, Machnisa V'moshala. We're not speaking about Zeisim and Avim. We're not speaking about Zeisim and Avim. We're speaking about Tvuah, B'moshala. And yes, you need Riyas B'nei Habayis. And yet you need Riyas B'nei Habayis. So Rashi just makes the following comment. Sachim Daptes, Rashi writes, Rav Oshia, Leslei Hai Terusa. Leslei Hai Terusa. He obviously disagrees with two. He holds like one. That you need Riyas B'nei Habayis for everything, for Tvuah. See, even though the Gemara, right, in Bava Metzia has two deos, says, when did Rav Yana require Riyas B'nei Habayis? Always? For Zeisim of him, Rashi writes, it's clear from Sachim Daftes, Ma'ar Manot Vos Rav Oshia, that the Lishna Kam is correct, not the Lishna Basra. Don't limit Riyas B'nei Habayis to cases of Zeisim and of him. That's Rashi, no? You saw it, no? Rashi writes, Bava Metzia, quote Ardav, Sachim Daftes, Less than high terutza. It's against them. Tosus disagrees. No? Okay. Is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? That Rav Oshia less than high terutza. Rav Oshia less than high terutza. What was the second lashon of the Gemara? When it comes to chitin and saorin. You don't need Riyas B'nei Habayis. All you need is meruah, processing, no? Processing. So can't I just suggest something very, very simple? Very, very simple. You know why Rav Oshia says you can engage in a harama and you can bring the stuff into your house and you can partake of it as is, no? You can partake of it because it's not yet nesa. Maybe very, very simply. It's like the Lishna Basra, that Riyas B'nei Habayis is only required as Zeisim and Avim, but, Tvuah requires Miruach, it requires processing. And Rav Oshia is telling us the following, if you go ahead and you take the kernels together with its husk and you bring it into your home, you didn't yet reach the stage of Miruach, and therefore you're not chayiv. And therefore, not chayiv. Why is it so obvious that Rav Oshia is disagreeing with the Lishna Basra? Why can't I just simply just say the following? You know why Ma'are Marmal Tvoso Machis Moshala? Because you're lacking Meruach. Not that you're lacking Riyas B'nei Habayis. Maybe Dagon doesn't require Riyas B'nei Habayis. But if you bring the things into your home this way, you're lacking Meruach. You're lacking Meruach. Wow. Rashi does not say that. Rashi says, "I Ar Gemara, lest they hide teruts." You know what apparently you see according to Rashi? The following chiddush. If you're going to argue that you know what, that all you're lacking is meruach. All you're lacking is meruach. Okay. So meruach did not yet occur. But you know what? Let's be a little patient. Meruach is going to occur. Meruach will occur. It didn't occur yet, but you can eat all the husks. No. Meruach didn't yet occur. But you know what? Meruach is imminently going to occur. Good. So now you have something in your house, in a husk, and you know what? You're going to do meruach. You're going to do meruach. So it's a dain osi lidei tevel. If all you need is meruach, so you know what? Meruach didn't yet occur. Oh, but what if you need rias panei habayis? What if you need rias panei habayis? I'll tell you the following chiddush. It's not yet that it didn't occur yet. Now you had rias panei habayis b'li meruach. It will never be lidei tevel. It's never asur lidei tevel. When Rabbi Yannai said you need meruach rias panei habayis, you know what Rabbi Yannai meant? He meant you need meruach, step one. Step two, rias panei habayis. And therefore, you know what the chiddush of Rosh is in our Gemara? If hichnis b'shibolim, if you allow the tefuah to enter the house as is without meruach, it will never, never osi lidei tevel. As opposed to if all you're doing is lacking meruach, yeah, just simply the meruach did not yet occur. Rashi understands the chiddush in our Gemara of Oshia is that, you know what? You need meruach, you need rias panei habayis, and that seder is absolutely critical. And if you have rias panei habayis without meruach, lo asi lidei tevel. That's the Chiddush of Rav Oshia Shita. And that's what I wanted you to take a look at. Ooh, that Ramban, and that Sigeb of Metzia, where the Rashbam writes this explicitly. The Rashbam writes, Mamish, the extreme. A person goes ahead and he brings the Torah into his house, Vamotshila. And you know what? Even if he does the following, the Rashbam writes, you know what? He takes his Torah and he brings it back into the field. And he does meruach. And then v'chazer v'yichnisa, and it re-enters the house. Ramban quotes the Rashbam that guess what? It's not tevel. Wow. When you have rias panei habayis without meruach, it's not just simply that, you know what, that you're lacking rias panei habayis. But it's more than that. Inappropriate rias panei habayis will exempt the Torah from tevel. Ad kedei kach, that the Rashbam writes, that you know what, that even if for whatever reason everything is brought out, and you do meruach, and guess what, everything that was brought back in, you still lack meruach rias panei habayis, because the initial rias panei habayis was called the meruach, and that exempts. Yeah, it's a very great Kiddush. No? That if the Tefuah is brought into the house of Moshala, it will never, never Asi Lidei Tevel. Never Asi Lidei Tevel. Wow. That's a Kiddush Roshia. Unlike in the field, where as of yet, the Meruach and Riyasa did not yet occur, but it may very well occur. It may very well occur. So it's like fascinating. No, you have two times where you didn't yet, let's say according to Rov Rishonim, generate this Reb Tevel. But there's a big difference. In the field, it did not yet become Tevel. If the Penisa Motshala, it will never become Tevel. It will never become Tevel. Wow. And I'll tell you why this is such a great Kiddush. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Kedei Shetehei Behemto Ocheles? What does that mean? You're going to head and allow the tefuah enter the house without meruach. So, poshub sham the Gemara, kedei shetei bemto achelas. You know what that means? That means that only achilas arai, not achilas keva. Let it enter your house, and only the animals can partake. But you cannot. That's a very, very great chiddush. You know why it's such a great chiddush? Because I understand why there's an isra of achilas keva basadeh, because you know what? It can become teva. According to the Rambam, it can be tam, right? That which you're going to violate as an isra v'achilas keva. Wow. Once it's brought into the house inappropriately, the chiddush the Rashbam, it will never become teva. Nonetheless, that's a very great chiddush. They interpret Rav Oshi as maintaining there still is an isra of achilas keva. In other words, the isra d'rabbanan of achilas keva was formed in the following way, that there's a categorical isra of achilas keva ad shiafrish, until afrosh is done. Irrespective of whether it can ever become tevel or whether it can't. But realize that's a great chiddush, no? I understand to say that there's an isra of achilas keva basadeh, because you know what? It will become tevel. Here, the Rashbam writes, once it enters the house mochla, it will never become tevel, but nonetheless, that isra still remains. Because maybe one could have argued a fundamental difference. Kol zman da'osi de isra tevel, there's an isra of achilas keva, but kol zman da'osi de tevel, why should there be an isra of achilas keva? That's an important chiddush. So I'll tell you, that's shita number one, shita the Rashbam, and perhaps the shita of Rashi as well, that if ichnisa v'moshela, it will never become teva. Wow. It will never become teva. Never become teva. Well, I'll give you another extreme position. That's the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh. Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, the Rambam writes the following, that you know what? The Rambam writes, you need Meruach, and you need Rias Panei Abayis. So, Nignamar Alachtam, let's assume it's processed in the field. Ocha Meyamarai, Ashiach Nislavayis. Right? So, you process in the field, you had Meruach, but you didn't yet have Rias Panei Abayis. Oh, so in such a case, the Rambam writes, you're allowed to have Achilas Arai. That's good. What happens if Hichnis Nabayis Kodem Shetignor Malachton? Ram continues. What happens if Hichnis Nabamot Shalom? What happens if you brought it into the house before the Gemara Malacha was done? The Rambam writes, Achilas Arai, Achilas Arai. After all, Hichnis Nabayis before Gemara Malacha? Behedo Ocheles, Achilas Arai. The Rambam writes the following. What happens if after it's brought in the house, hischel ligmar malachta me'achar shenichnus labayis? The Rambam writes, you're chayiv in Trumas HaMaisos. There's an Isra Achila. You're chayiv in Trumas HaMaisos. You know what that chiddush of the Rambam is? You need meruach, you need rias pnei habayis, but the seder is not at all ikuva. Typically, you have Meruach and Rias Panei Abayis. What happens if you have Rias Panei Abayis and then Meruach? That Rashbam, it will never be Tevel. It will never be Asur V'Achila. If you have Rias Panei Abayis and Lachar Meruach, never, never. The Rambam writes, absolutely not true. The Rambam writes, if Yechnisa Moshela, but then Babayis you do Meruach, now you're Chayiv. Now you're Chayiv. In Achila Sarai is Asur. In that case, the Rambam writes that Chayiv Laser Hakol. That's such a stunning chiddush. The Rashbam writes, if Echnisa b'motshala, it will never become Tevel. The Rambam Shita is, no, it's not Tevel as of yet. Because you have one, Rias Panei Abayis, but you lack Meruah. Or according to the Pirush Mishnah, it's not going to be Achilas Keva until you have Meruah and Rias Panei Abayis. So guess what? You had Rias Panei Abayis, but you're still lacking Meruah. But if you have Meruach, Achar, Rias, Panei Habayis, there's an absolute Isur Tevel. Wow. That's all a stunning Shita, no? And if you look into Tshuvas HaRashba, I would tell you that this is a mid-ground, a mid-Shita. Rashba writes in Chelak Aleph and Simen Shin Samach Aleph, Rashba writes the following. If Hechnitza V'Motshela, you brought it into your house, with its husk, so the Rambam would say, it's not yet Tevel, not yet Asur V'Achila. The Rashbam would say, it's never going to become Tevel. You know what the Rashba writes? If Echnisa B'Moshela, or the Rashba writes, and Vidosh B'Zara B'Bayis, and you do the Gemar Malacha in your house, Then not. It's not considered to be tev. It's not considered to be tev. Against the Rambam. You bring in a mamot shela, and you decided, I'm going to do the amgar melach in my basement. For whatever reason, they're not in the field. So you know what? It will never be chayiv in shumas maestros. It'll never become tev. Wow. But you know what the mashmos of that Rashba is? Short of that, not true. If, for example, Hechnisa Moshala, what would the Rashbam say? Hechnisa Moshala, finish, stop. It will never become Tevel. No. The Rashba writes, if Hechnisa Moshala and Dosh Babayis, then it will never become Tevel. You know what the Mashmos is? But you know, oh, what did I do? I brought this into my house. Well, wait a second. You know, I didn't process it yet. No? You start processing your house. No, your wife starts. You're processing it in the house. Why don't you go out to the yard? No? Okay. Poshab Shat and Rashba, you are going to be chay. You are going to be chay in such a case. The Rashba writes, the only tour is that Hichnis Bemotz V'dosh V'bayis. But if Hichnis Bemotz Shema, and then Hutsiya V'dosh V'hivzira, in such a case, that's against the Rashba. That's against the Rashba. The Rashba writes that inappropriate Meruach is potter. Wow. The Rambam writes, what do you mean? You need two things, Meruach and Rias Ben Abayis. And the Seder is not at all Ma'akev. You know what the Rashba writes? No. That you need Meruach and Rias Ben Abayis. But if the initial Rias Ben Abayis was not met because it was Vamos Shela, that doesn't mean that there'll never be a Chiyuv. If you'll just now take it out of the house, and you'll do Meruach, and Al Yavriyas Panei Habayis, you're going to indeed be Chayim. If the Meruach is done Babayis, you're not Chayim. That's not the way of doing Meruach. But if the Meruach is done Basadeh, and then it's brought into the house, you're going to be Chayim, even if this is not the first time that the Tua enter the house. You know? Those are three Shitas in terms of the Meruach and Rias Panei Habayis. The Gemara Menachos and Avsamach Zayin is critical simply for the understanding of our Gemara. Here the Gemara Menachos tells us the following Chiddush. What happens, Midaraisa, if the Meruach or the Lisha was done when it was Shel Akum? When it was Shel Akum. It wasn't my Isa. It wasn't my Dagan, but Miruach Akum or Gilgul Akum. Midaraisa, that's Pote. That's Pote. If it's your Isa, Harisa Seichem, if it's your Dagan, Degancha, then yes, all this is true. But if it's Degan Akum, if it is an Isas Akum, in such a case, Midaraisa, you're not. Okay? Ooh. That's the Dindaris. Miruach Akum, Gilgul Akum is potter. Ooh, here the Gemara says, but not Midrabanan. Not Drabanan. Miruach Akum is Chayim. Miruach Akum is Chayim. Gilgul Akum is potter. Whoa! A difference between the processing of Tfuah and the processing of Chala. Miruach Akum is Chayim. And Gilgul Akum is potter. Gilgul Akum is potter. The Gemara says, why in the world? But Midaraisa, neither one is Chayim. So Midrabanan, maybe you could say yes, maybe you could say no. Why would you distinguish? Oh, so the Gemara says, why would we argue that Miruach Akum is Chayim? Why would that be? Oh, so the Gemara says, you know, that's a Dindrabanan. The Gemara says, Mishum Bali Kisi. That's a Gzeira Rabbana Mishum Bali Kisi. Rashi has a couple of deos. Know what exactly that means? Let's say the second Russian. Simple. Now, you know what Bali Kisi means? Ooh, you have people that have a lot of karka, a lot of tfua, and you know what? The chasim arov maestros, they're hesitant to give so much truma, give too much maestro. They don't want to do that. You know what they'll do? Oh, achat, no? Yiknuhu la'ovid kochav. they'll be makna their tefua to a guy, a little wink of the eye, you know. Let's do the miruach after the kinyan. Oh, it's miruach akum. And you're going to be exempt. And the Chacham did not want them to get away with it. No, they're going to do this ploy. They're going to be makne the tefua to a goy, so that b'shas meiruach is considered to be shel akum. And now this is going to be a chiv of chumas and maestros. So you know what the Chachamim said? That, you know what? We don't want you to get away with it. So therefore, even though midaraisa is true, miruach akum is poter, but not drama. Okay? The Gemara says, look, the following, no, ihachi, if that's really true, that a person is going to try to beat the system, so chalanami, the same thing going to apply to chala, no? Imagine this person is making a significant amount of chala, you know what he'll do? He'll be matnet to the guy, he'll be matnet to the guy at the time that the chiv chala is triggered, and in such a case, it's pater. So if you're concerned about this, balikisim, be consistent. It should apply to tefuna, it should apply to chala. The Gemara says the following. Now, if a person is really interested in beating the system, he can beat the system of chala also. So I'm going to declare that, you know what, Gilgal akum is chayim. A guy could do something else. Afile pochos mechameshes revayim kemachvod. You know what? He'll make sure to create a smaller isa that's not chayim and chala. If a person really wants to beat the system, he can beat the system. So we'll take away one possibility. We'll take away Gilgal Akum. Yeah, but there are other possibilities. If that's the person, he's bent on beating the system of not being chayiv and chala, there are ways indeed that he can do that. Efshud afile pachas mikashir. Oh, so we're not going to gain anything. Ma huil acham et takanasim. We're going to make a takana derabanan, a gzera, that meiruach akum is not poter, Gilgal Akum is not poter, he'll get away with it in another way. So what are we gaining? What are we gaining by doing so? You have to be mechanechim, no? But to take away possibility A, we'll have another ace up the sleeve, no? To exempt from the chiv. The Gemara says, ready for this? Trumanami. If the guy's so bent on avoiding a chiv of a precious Trumas and Maestros, so we're going to tell we're taking away the option of Meiruach Akum. No problem. You ready for this? So just okay, you don't want me to get out of it this way? I'll get out of it that way. So why would the Chum distinguish between Meiruach Akum and Gilgal Akum? It's because people will try to take advantage of the system. They'll try to beat the system. Okay, so we're going to take away one option. They can still beat the system. They'll beat the system of Chal of Pachos Mikashir, and they'll beat the system of Afrasha of Achnisa Moshala. And Mamish, the Gemara quotes, Arsugya. Machnisa Moshala, Kedei Shetei Ben Tochelis. Wow, the Gemara says there's a big difference. I mean, the guy has some self-esteem. No, some self-esteem. The Gemara says the following, that, what do you mean? That, Habe Farhesia, Zili b'mosa. Habit sinna lo zili b'mosa. What a guy does in the privacy of his own home, you know, he's being mafresh. No one knows. But what's the case of Roshia? It's such a public spectacle, no? The guy has an abundance of tefuah, and you see he's bringing it into his house, b'moshala. You know, you're going to turn to him and say, how are you talking? Well, what are you doing? Right? If you really, you can't give matnas kuna. You can't be mafresh, tumas and isras. You have to bring it into your house. Derech gagos, derech karpipos. It's embarrassing, no? For a person publicly, blatantly. So you know what? Meiruach akum is not as blatant. That's quiet. So we're going to take away that option. The public option, he's probably not going to go ahead and do it in such a public way. Wow. Oh, so that's the Gemara. So, inochinami, midaraisa, miruach akum is poter, midaraisa, gilgal akum is poter, midrabanan, of course, you want a person to be mafresh. So we're going to take away, right, the option of the ptur of miruach, because that will facilitate afrasha. When it comes to our precious scholar, which is on the confines of his own home, you know what? If we take away option A, we'll seize option B. Okay, okay. All right. So Tosus is bothered by the following. The Rassel today. Wait a second. The Gemara says, look, when it comes to a case of Rosh Hashanah, this guy is bent on not being my Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so you know, he'll be makna to a guy. Okay. We're not going to give him that option. So he'll do something else that accomplish the very same thing. He'll do it pachos mikashir. Merachalkum is not chayiv and chala. And pachos mikashir is not chayiv and chala. He can accomplish the very same thing. You know? What's the kasha of our Gemara? This person really doesn't want to be makrish tumas and maestros. So you know what? He wants to be makrish to a guy to avoid that situation. We don't want him to do that. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what? But he can accomplish the very same thing, because our Gemara says, he can accomplish the very same thing. Miruach akum is poter. It means there's no isser. There's no isser whatsoever. There's no isser whatsoever. Even achilas keva is mutter. Even achilas keva is mutter. What he can go ahead in what? The fallback position? Marmal tvoso. He can accomplish the same thing. Marmal tvoso is only going to accomplish an allowance of achilas arai. Kidei shetei behem tocheles. It's not going to accomplish that goal. So why does the Gemara have to come on to the teretz of Sinner versus Rahesia? Why can't the Gemara just simply say something which is more basic? And that is that the person can accomplish Shaydei Pachos Mikashir exactly what he intended to accomplish, but that's not true when it comes to Rav Hoshea. Meiruach Akum is going to exempt. B'moshela is going to allow for a limited Achila. A limited Achila. So therefore, he will not be able to accomplish. He will not be able to accomplish. Wow. That's Tosus's kasha. It sounds from the Gemara that Rav Hoshea's allowance of Machnisa B'moshela is going to accomplish the same thing as Meiruach Akum. So that's the kasha. So you know what Rabbeinu Ephraim writes? Tosus. What's Rabbeinu Ephraim? That Marmano Tosa, Machnisa B'moshela, guess what? Even Achilas Kebes. Even Achilas Kevas Mutter. Because if the Gemara says that this kunz is going to accomplish the same thing as Meiruach Akum, Meiruach Akum, there's no chiyuv whatsoever, that means if you don't have Riyas Panei Habayis, even Achilas Kevas Mutter. Wow. Wait. If you're lacking Riyas Panei Habayis, so it's like Basadeh. You're lacking Riyas Panei Habayis. Basada Achilas Keva is Asura. So why here is Achilas Keva Muteres, no? You know what the answer is? There's a world of difference, no? If it's Basada, it's Asili De Teva. Ooh, our previous discussion. It's Asili De Teva. But once it enters the house B'moshela, it will never become Teva. Ooh, the Rashbam, it will never become Teva. If it's never going to become Teva, why in the world should it be an Asr of Achilas Keva? Why should it be such an Isr? To say something is not yet Teva, I'm going to say, you know what? But it's going to become Teva, so you know what? This is not free reign. This isn't carte blanche, do whatever you want. But if Machnisa B'mot Shela, it will never become Teva. Ooh, wow. Against the Rambam. Against the Rashba. It will never become Teva. Never become Teva. Even Achilas Keva is allowed. And therefore, Ma'arem Adam Tvoso is going to accomplish exactly what Meiruach Akum would accomplish. Wow, that's pretty heavy, no? Pretty heavy. The only difficulty is, but what do you mean? That's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says, Kedei Shetehei Behem Tocheles. Kedei Shetehei Behem Tocheles. So how do you read that? Or Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, you know what that means? This is part of the guy's defense. This is part of his Amasla. No, I look at this guy, and I see this guy bringing all of his tefillah into the house in this way. And I kind of look at it and I say, come on, you're doing all this, what, to avoid giving truma? Avoid giving maaseh? So you know what the tzaddik tells me? no, no, no. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to eat this. I'm only doing this. Kidei, shite. That's part of the harama. Maramana tosa. Kidei, shite, behem tocheles. And behem tocheles is allowed even basada. Is allowed even basada. And that's like his desperate plea. That's his amasla. But you know what the Iker HaDin is? That it's mutter even on achilas keva. And that's why the Gemara assumes that through Rav Oshia, you can accomplish exactly that which will be accomplished through Meiruach HaKum. That's pretty stunning, no? That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because once it enters the house, without Meiruach, lo osi li dechiyu. Ooh, like the Rashba. Like the Rashba. Well, or maybe one could argue, differently the second day in Tosis. That you're right. For that which a person is going to partake of himself, mamish achilas keva. You know what? You're right. That this kunz roshi is not going to help. But it will at least help for achilas arai. But this guy is doing everything that he can to avoid a chiyuv hafreshes tumas ma'aseros. So you know what? So he'll do this. What's our kasha? This isn't going to accomplish everything. This is only going to allow achilas arai and achilas behema. It's not going to allow achilas keva. So you know what the guy will say? Okay. You know what? You're right. It's not going to accomplish everything. But at least it will get me out of the need to mafresh tumas ma'aseros for achilas behema and for achilas arai. But achilas keva remains asura. Wow, that's an important chiddush. I'll tell you, there's even a further sheet, and that's the Chiddush Eharan. The Chiddush Eharan writes the following. This opens up a whole world. Now we'll take a look. That when a person does so, and machnis moshava. It's even mutter for achilasam. But this is a harama, no? This is like a trick. This is a ploy. When are you allowed to rely on a harama? When does it work? When does it not work? So take a look in the chidushim. And this is the other tosis that we have here. Wait. What are we dealing with here? And is it daraisa? And is it rabbanon? What tevel is forbidden by Hana? What does it mean? I'm going to use this trick. So Tosos writes the following chiddush. It's not a sibana, but there is a type of Hana. Hana is kilui. Now, I have to talk about that. Is that a dindarais? Is that a dindarabana? I have to see the Tosos. So take a look carefully. Chiddush on the Tosos in a moment.